and Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now, sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
And we're off. It's a full house tonight. Eyes glued to every pass and every goal. Orders flying in. This is what we call playing the game. And look at that, another goal for the business owner. When you bring the big matches to your screens, you keep your customers coming back for more. Sign up for DSTV for Business today. Keep your customers cheering. Visit dstv.com/business to get started.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of man. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Mahama on Tuesday said visit. No extension for old banknote exchange. International news, Alcaraz completes career grand slam. And in sports news, David Mwale overcomes Milonzi. With the news in detail, my name is Alan Chimunya. In local news, Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama is expected in the country on Wednesday, February 4, 2026 for a two-day state visit. President Mahama's visit is at the invitation of President Hakainde Hichilema, Acting Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Rodney Sikumba, says the state visit is a reciprocal engagement following President Hichilema's visit to Ghana in July 2023. Sikumba explains that the visit will build on the outcomes of the second session of the Zambia-Ghana Joint Permanent Commission, which was held in Lusaka in October 2025. He notes that the visit reflects the long-standing cordial relations between Zambia and Ghana, rooted in Pan-African solidarity, shared values, and a common commitment to advancing Africa's development agenda. During the visit, the two heads of state will hold bilateral talks as set out in Lusaka to provide strategic direction on priority areas of cooperation. The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has confirmed that there will be no extension beyond March 31, 2026 for the exchange of old banknotes for new ones. In a statement provided to the media house, Lavushimanda District BOZ Assistant Director Bernard Mwanza explains that the exchange period, which began on March 31, 2025, follows the Bank of Zambia's withdrawal and exchange of currency regulations. She has stated that after the deadline, old notes will no longer be considered legal tender and will no longer be eligible for exchange. Mwanza says the bank is stepping up public awareness through roadshows and media campaigns as the deadline nears. Meanwhile, Lavushimanda, District Commissioner Therese Kunda has urged stakeholders, including government workers, to inform communities about the importance of exchanging old notes ahead of the deadline to avoid financial loss. The Disaster Management and Medication Unit, DMMU, has donated food hampers and relief items to families affected by floods in Lusaka's Chunga area. The donation included 65 by 10 kilogram bags of mealie meal, 50 by 50 kilogram bags of beans, 50 by 50 kilogram bags of yellow peas, 30 metric tons of rice, 50 by 50 kilogram bag of salt, 20 boxes of dates, and 2,670 1-liter bottles of cooking oil. The GMMU also provided 420 kilogram bag of granular chlorine and 420 kg buckets of liquid chlorine. Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Kayon handed over the aid to the most affected families, reaffirming government's commitment to safeguarding livelihoods. Still in local news, government has partnered with Realizing Inclusive and Safe Education RISE, an international non-government organization, to promote equitable access to inclusive education for children with disabilities. Ministry of Education Director of Teacher Education and Specialized Services, Sydney Nalube, acknowledged that children with disabilities are still being left behind despite the implementation of the free education policy. Nalube says the ministry will work closely with RISE and other stakeholders to ensure equitable access to inclusive education. Nalube says the baseline evaluation has provided an evidence-based starting point that will inform planning, implementation, and monitoring of interventions aimed at promoting inclusive education among children with disabilities. Nalube also adds that the government will continue equipping teachers with specialized skills to enhance their capacity to effectively handle children with disabilities. Meanwhile, RISE Program Coordinator Anita Pele reaffirmed the organization's commitment to advancing the interests of children with disabilities in Zambia, Rwanda, and Malawi. The Presidential Delivery Unit, PDU, has expressed satisfaction with the consistency in the availability of essential drugs at Chinsali General Hospital in Muchinga Province. PDU Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Tobias Mijalo disclosed that over 80% drug availability has been recorded at the facility as required by the World Health Organization WHO standards. Speaking during a monitoring and evaluation exercise, Mijalo has said that access and availability of essential medicines at the General Hospital is in line with one of the PDU deliverables of increasing the availability of essential medicines. Mijalo says that it is President Hakainde Hichilema's desire to ensure people have easy access to quality medical care through readily available drugs, noting that Chinsali General Hospital is responding well to the call. He also adds that it is very exciting with the performance and the attitude of health workers at the facility, and their professionalism is being appreciated. Finally, in local news, Kalalushi Mayor Dawidi Simama has welcomed the commencement of roadworks at the Bell Junction, the busy intersection of the Kitwe Kalalushi and Sabina Road. Simama says the Road Development Agency, RDA, has mobilized to construct a concrete road that will be durable and ease traffic flow. He has noted that Forte Group, a local investor, had considered shutting down due to emissions caused by the poor road condition, but the works will now safeguard their operations. RDA Regional Manager Chibamba Chipepo confirms the project has begun with diversions to minimize disruption, adding that completion is expected within 3 months. Meanwhile, Kalalushi Town Clerk Betty Liswaniso has expressed satisfaction, stating that the road's deplorable state had caused heavy congestion.